From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Funerals are already being held for the victims of the New Year's attack in Turkey. Turkey's prime minister says the search is on for the lone gunman who killed 39 people at an Istanbul nightclub early Sunday. Binali Yildirim said authorities are not sure who was responsible for the attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Syrian monitors say hundreds of civilians fled villages outside the Syrian capital Sunday. They were trying to escape a third day of fighting between government forces and rebel groups. The exodus from the Barada Valley is said to involve about 1,300 people. Officials in southern Iraq say gunmen wearing suicide vests and driving an explosive-laden vehicle attacked a police checkpoint Sunday, killing 7 people. Authorities say at least 15 people were wounded in the attack near the town of Qadisiyah. All of the attackers were killed. Responsibility for the incident was claimed by the Islamic State group. U.S. officials say they have no information about a power grid in the northeastern state of Vermont being penetrated. At the same time, they are investigating suspected Russian malware found on a utility laptop computer. The Department of Homeland Security says the laptop was not connected to the electrical grid operated by the Burlington Electric Department. The U.S. agency said the utility took immediate action to isolate the laptop after finding the malware code used in Grizzly Step, the name U.S. authorities have given to suspected malicious Russian computer intrusions. This is VOA News. President-elect Donald Trump is casting doubt on the U.S. intelligence, finding that Russia meddled in the presidential election through computer hacking. That finding led President Barack Obama to impose sanctions on Russian spy agencies last week and to expel 35 diplomats he said were spies. Trump spoke to reporters.
I think it's unfair if they don't know. And I know a lot about hacking, and hacking is a very hard thing to prove. So it could be somebody else.
He said it would be unfair to make the allegation against Russia if there is any uncertainty. North Korea's leader says his country is in the final stages of developing an intercontinental ballistic missile. Kim Jong-un made his remarks Sunday in a televised New Year's speech. North Korea conducted 2 nuclear tests in 2016. Police in Burundi say the country's environment minister was shot and killed in the capital Sunday. A police spokesman says Emmanuel Niyanduru was killed in Bujumbura while on his way home. The shooting is the first of a senior government official since Burundi fell into political turmoil nearly 2 years ago when President Pierre Nkurunziza began to seek a third term. South Korea's impeached president held a rare meeting with reporters Sunday to deny allegations that she colluded with her longtime friend, Choi Soon-sil, to extort money and favors from Korean conglomerates. It was the first time Ms. Park had spoken to the media since being impeached by Parliament on December 9th. She told the selected reporters the charges against her were a fabrication and falsehood. Officials say at least 23 people were killed after a fire broke out on a ferry boat that was carrying more than 200 people to islands north of the Indonesian capital Jakarta on Sunday. The fire started aboard the passenger ferry shortly after it left Muara Angke port. In addition to the dead, officials say more than a dozen people were injured and more than a dozen are still missing. Political parties in the Democratic Republic of Congo reached an agreement Saturday calling for the president to step down after an election that must be held by the end of 2017. The ruling party had originally proposed that Joseph Kabila leave office after elections in mid-2018. The pact ends months of unrest over how and when Mr. Kabila would leave power. The United Nations had urged Congolese security forces to use restraint and allow opposition protesters to voice their dissent. Mr. Kabila was due to leave office December 19th, but the November presidential election had been delayed indefinitely. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.